Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. A dam in Russian-occupied Ukraine attacked and losing water. Each side blames the other.
The shelling of the dam has caused evacuations and threatens the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, according to one Ukrainian official who told the UN's highest court Russia is a terrorist state. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says a prolonged absence of cooling water could disrupt emergency generators at the nuclear plant. At least one Russian-controlled town near the dam is already underwater.
CBS's Cammy McCormick reporting in London a little while ago. Prince Harry arriving to give High Court testimony in a phone hacking trial. He's the first British royal in modern times to take the stand. He and several other celebrities are suing the Mirror newspapers over what they allege are illegal invasions of their privacy. Atlanta's city council has approved a $90 million police and firefighting training center during an all-night hearing in which residents leveled charges like this.
What you have done is you have betrayed the trust of your constituents.
Local critics call it a waste of money and a gross misuse of public funds to build the huge facility in a large urban forest in a poor majority black area. When former President Donald Trump's lawyers went to the Justice Department yesterday to try to stave off possible criminal charges over classified documents found in Trump properties,
CBS News has learned that special counsel Jack Smith was there, underscoring the seriousness of the discussion. Smith has not spoken publicly about the case, but has been moving aggressively behind the scenes to secure testimony from dozens of people close to the former president.
CBS's Robert Costa. Separation of church and state versus freedom of religion. Oklahoma's made a move that could end up before the Supreme Court. CBS's Jim Krasula reports.
A statewide education board in Oklahoma has voted 3-2 to approve an application from the Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma to establish a virtual Catholic charter school. The Oklahoma Attorney General has warned that the proposed online public charter school would be unconstitutional. It would be open to students across Oklahoma from kindergarten through 12th grade.
The group Americans United for Separation of Church and State has already vowed to challenge the move in court. 79 years ago today, D-Day, Allied forces landed on the beaches of Normandy, liberating France from its Nazi occupiers and turning the tide of World War II. Jake Larson was at commemorations there.
I'm 100 years old without an acre of pain. You can't fake that.
2,500 of his American comrades died that day. Dow futures down slightly ahead of the open. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
DQ presents how to get the most from your next DQ treat run. Step one, grab the new Oreo Brookie Blizzard. Step two, dig in. That's it. Because this triple-decker treat has brownie and cookie brookie pieces, plus Oreo pieces. Oh, that's a mouthful of DQ goodness in every red spoonful. Guess it's time for a treat run. Because the Oreo Brookie Blizzard is here for a limited time. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
It can be stressful when unexpected expenses come up, but Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. No interest, late fees, or credit check. Join the millions of people who have downloaded Dave and get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. Download the Dave app right now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated storms today, otherwise mainly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 77. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, lows level off around 51. Bright sunshine expected. Tomorrow, highs level off around 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett's septic pumper trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Ooh-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile!
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. 911 dispatch centers are still being flooded with accidental 911 calls and hangups. Marathon County attributes the excess of calls to a recent Android update that makes it easier to call 911 by swiping the screen several times. On some phones, the touch 911 setting will automatically dial if the side buttons are pressed several times. You can change these touch settings on your phone, and you will still be able to call 911. If you or your phone does accidentally dial, stay on the line and let dispatch know it's not a real emergency. The 41-year-old man in Antigo who held two children hostage while threatening to shoot police officers on Saturday night has been named. WSAW reports Roger Houghton appeared in court yesterday for a probable cause hearing. Police responded to a call of a domestic dispute situation on Saturday night. Tactical units were able to get the children out and they are safe. Houghton surrendered to police early Sunday morning. The Wood County Health Department is holding a Medicaid unwinding event today from 8 to noon at the WRPS building in Wisconsin Rapids. If you've received a letter in the mail saying you need to renew your Medicaid benefits or are worried about losing your Medicaid health insurance, you can get help today at 510 Pete Street at the WRPS Educational Services Center cafeteria. They will have health navigators and an insurance agent there to help you find affordable coverage through the marketplace. They will have free breakfast items, and you can get an updated COVID-19 vaccination if you're eligible. The Rafters swept the Mallards last night, winning 9-1 at home. Tonight, the 3-5 Raptors take on the 6-2 Wausau Woodchucks. The first game of the series starts at 6:05 at Witterfield tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated storms today, otherwise mainly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 77. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, lows level off around 51. Bright sunshine expected. Tomorrow, highs level off around 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for your planting season. They have been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you organic and heirloom seeds. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take in empowering your health. Katrina, Stephen, and their friendly staff at Family Natural Foods are knowledgeable about garden planning and soil health. That's Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Welcome to Stone Age Gem Mineral and More.
Hi, I find myself worrying a lot at work.
I have a stone to help with that.
Really? My anxiety has been through the roof lately.
I have a crystal for that. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More is here for you. Find a natural solution to your everyday needs. Customize your healing with the help of knowledgeable staff. Find us on Facebook and start your healing journey today. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More. We have a crystal for that.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated storms today, otherwise mainly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 77, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows level off around 51. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. A dam in Russian-occupied Ukraine attacked and losing water. Each side blames the other.
The shelling of the dam has caused evacuations and threatens the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, according to one Ukrainian official who told the UN's highest court Russia is a terrorist state. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says a prolonged absence of cooling water could disrupt emergency generators at the nuclear plant. At least one Russian-controlled town near the dam is already underwater.
CBS's Cammie McCormick reporting in London a little while ago. Prince Harry arriving to give High Court testimony in a phone hacking trial. He's the first British royal in modern times to take the stand. He and several other celebrities are suing the Mirror newspapers over what they allege are illegal invasions of their privacy. Atlanta's city council has approved a $90 million police and firefighting training center during an all-night hearing in which residents leveled charges like this.
What you have done is you have betrayed the trust of your constituents.
Local critics call it a waste of money and a gross misuse of public funds to build the huge facility in a large urban forest in a poor majority black area. When former President Donald Trump's lawyers went to the Justice Department yesterday to try to stave off possible criminal charges over classified documents found in Trump properties,
CBS News has learned that special counsel Jack Smith was there, underscoring the seriousness of the discussion. Smith has not spoken publicly about the case, but has been moving aggressively behind the scenes to secure testimony from dozens of people close to the former president.
CBS's Robert Costa. Separation of church and state versus freedom of religion. Oklahoma's made a move that could end up before the Supreme Court. CBS's Jim Krasula reports.
A statewide education board in Oklahoma has voted 3-2 to approve an application from the Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma to establish a virtual Catholic charter school. The Oklahoma Attorney General has warned that the proposed online public charter school would be unconstitutional. It would be open to students across Oklahoma from kindergarten through 12th grade.
The group Americans United for Separation of Church and State has already vowed to challenge the move in court. 79 years ago today, D-Day, Allied forces landed on the beaches of Normandy, liberating France from its Nazi occupiers and turning the tide of World War II. Jake Larson was at commemorations there.
I'm 100 years old. Without an ache or a pain. You can't fake that.
2,500 of his American comrades died that day. Dow futures down slightly ahead of the open. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
DQ presents how to get the most from your next DQ treat run. Step one, grab the new Oreo Brookie Blizzard. Step two, dig in. That's it. Because this triple-decker treat has brownie and cookie brookie pieces, plus Oreo pieces. Oh, that's a mouthful of DQ goodness in every red spoonful. Yes, it's time for a treat run, because the Oreo Brookie Blizzard is here for a limited time, only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
It can be stressful when unexpected expenses come up, but Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that could help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. No interest, late fees, or credit check. Join the millions of people who have downloaded Dave and get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. Download the Dave app right now or go to dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't. Because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated storms today, otherwise mainly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 77, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows level off around 51. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Walpole Pawn area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
It's a new cutting-edge, locally-owned business, and best of all, everything there is Bella-approved. Bow Wow Meow Boutique is opening a new location in Stevens Point early this summer. You'll find a special outdoor area and pet grooming, along with a cat section and the same great made-in-the-USA treats, chews, toys, collars, and more. Just like the original Bow Wow Meow offers your fur rents in Wisconsin Rapids, your pet is sure to approve. When you shop Bow Wow Meow Boutique's new location, 3449 Church Street in Stevens Point.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. 911 dispatch centers are still being flooded with accidental 911 calls and hangups. Marathon County attributes the excess of calls to a recent Android update that makes it easier to call 911 by swiping the screen several times. On some phones, the touch 911 setting will automatically dial if the side buttons are pressed several times. You can change these touch settings on your phone, and you will still be able to call 911. If you or your phone does accidentally dial, stay on the line and let dispatch know it's not a real emergency. The 41-year-old man in Antigo who held two children hostage while threatening to shoot police officers on Saturday night has been named. WSAW reports Roger Houghton appeared in court yesterday for a probable cause hearing. Police responded to a call of a domestic dispute situation on Saturday night. Tactical units were able to get the children out and they are safe. Houghton surrendered to police early Sunday morning. The Wood County Health Department is holding a Medicaid unwinding event today from 8 to noon at the WRPS building in Wisconsin Rapids. If you've received a letter in the mail saying you need to renew your Medicaid benefits or are worried about losing your Medicaid health insurance, you can get help today at 510 Pete Street at the WRPS Educational Services Center cafeteria. They will have health navigators and an insurance agent there to help you find affordable coverage through the marketplace. They will have free breakfast items, and you can get an updated COVID-19 vaccination if you're eligible. The Rafters swept the Mallards last night, winning 9-1 at home. Tonight, the 3-5 Rafters take on the 6-2 Wausau Woodchucks. The first game of the series starts at 6:05 at Witterfield tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for isolated storms today, otherwise mainly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 77, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows level off around 51. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Want to add to your family? How about someone with fur or feathers? Join WFHR at Petpalooza Sunday, June 11th at the Southwood County Humane Society. Our sponsors, the Rough Ranch, Sparhawk Trucking, Express Recycling, Crockett Septic, and PepsiCo in Wisconsin Rapids, Current Technologies and Port Auto Service in Port Edwards, love animals too, and are inviting all of you to join all of us at the pet event of the year. Meet animals like those you hear about on our Pet of the Week segment and talk with area businesses who can answer your pet care questions. But that's not all. Craft and food vendors, live music, and we're collecting aluminum cans, gently used shoes, and donations to support the Humane Society's important efforts here. It's WFHR's Petpalooza, Sunday, June 11th from 10 to 4 at the Southwood County Humane Society, 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. With thanks to our sponsors.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Edwards, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station, downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Expand your outdoor living space with the help of S. Johnson Lawn Service in Marshfield. S. Johnson Lawn Service is more than just lawn care. Their team specializes in custom designs, complete remodels, and efficient lawn spray fertilizer application. With over 100 years of landscaping experience, S. Johnson Lawn Service can create a beautiful outdoor space for you and your family. Call 715-305-4729. That's 715-305-4729. Or visit them online at sjohnsonlawnservice.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated storms today, otherwise mainly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 77, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows level off around 51. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. A dam in Russian-occupied Ukraine attacked and losing water. Each side blames the other.
The shelling of the dam has caused evacuations and threatens the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, according to one Ukrainian official who told the UN's highest court Russia is a terrorist state. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says a prolonged absence of cooling water could disrupt emergency generators at the nuclear plant. At least one Russian-controlled town near the dam is already underwater.
CBS's Cammie McCormick reporting in London a little while ago. Prince Harry arriving to give High Court testimony in a phone hacking trial. He's the first British royal in modern times to take the stand. He and several other celebrities are suing the Mirror newspapers over what they allege are illegal invasions of their privacy. Atlanta's city council has approved a $90 million police and firefighting training center during an all-night hearing in which residents leveled charges like this.
What you have done is you have betrayed the trust of your constituents.
Local critics call it a waste of money and a gross misuse of public funds to build the huge facility in a large urban forest in a poor majority black area. When former President Donald Trump's lawyers went to the Justice Department yesterday to try to stave off possible criminal charges over classified documents found in Trump properties,
CBS News has learned that special counsel Jack Smith was there, underscoring the seriousness of the discussion. Smith has not spoken publicly about the case, but has been moving aggressively behind the scenes to secure testimony from dozens of people close to the former president.
CBS's Robert Costa. Separation of church and state versus freedom of religion. Oklahoma's made a move that could end up before the Supreme Court. CBS's Jim Krasula reports.
A statewide education board in Oklahoma has voted 3-2 to approve an application from the Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma to establish a virtual Catholic charter school. The Oklahoma Attorney General has warned that the proposed online public charter school would be unconstitutional. It would be open to students across Oklahoma from kindergarten through 12th grade.
The group Americans United for Separation of Church and State has already vowed to challenge the move in court. 79 years ago today, D-Day, Allied forces landed on the beaches of Normandy, liberating France from its Nazi occupiers and turning the tide of World War II. Jake Larson was at commemorations there.
I'm 100 years old without an acre of pain. You can't fake that.
2,500 of his American comrades died that day. Dow futures down slightly ahead of the open. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
DQ presents how to get the most from your next DQ treat run. Step one, grab the new Oreo Brookie Blizzard. Step two, dig in. That's it. Because this triple-decker treat has brownie and cookie brookie pieces, plus Oreo pieces. Oh, that's a mouthful of DQ goodness in every red spoonful. Guess it's time for a treat run. Because the Oreo Brookie Blizzard is here for a limited time. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
It can be stressful when unexpected expenses come up, but Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that could help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. No interest, late fees, or credit check. Join the millions of people who have downloaded Dave and get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. Download the Dave app right now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for isolated storms today, otherwise mainly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 77, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows level off around 51. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who craves a fresh meal made just for you, let our team member Jacob share what's special about Culver's.
In Wisconsin, our food comes from the heart, and taking the time to handcraft your meal with care is how we've always done it at Culver's. It's why your Butterburger doesn't touch the grill until after you order.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a Butterburger made special just for you.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
It's a new cutting-edge, locally-owned business, and best of all, everything there is Bella-approved. Bow Wow Meow Boutique is opening a new location in Stevens Point early this summer. You'll find a special outdoor area and pet grooming, along with a cat section and the same great made-in-the-USA treats, chews, toys, collars, and more. Just like the original Bow Wow Meow offers your fur rents in Wisconsin Rapids, your pet is sure to approve. When you shop Bow Wow Meow Boutique's new location, 3449 Church Street in Stevens Point.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. 911 dispatch centers are still being flooded with accidental 911 calls and hangups. Marathon County attributes the excess of calls to a recent Android update that makes it easier to call 911 by swiping the screen several times. On some phones, the touch 911 setting will automatically dial if the side buttons are pressed several times. You can change these touch settings on your phone, and you will still be able to call 911. If you or your phone does accidentally dial, stay on the line and let dispatch know it's not a real emergency. The 41-year-old man in Antigo who held two children hostage while threatening to shoot police officers on Saturday night has been named. WSAW reports Roger Houghton appeared in court yesterday for a probable cause hearing. Police responded to a call of a domestic dispute situation on Saturday night. Tactical units were able to get the children out and they are safe. Houghton surrendered to police early Sunday morning. The Wood County Health Department is holding a Medicaid unwinding event today from 8 to noon at the WRPS building in Wisconsin Rapids. If you've received a letter in the mail saying you need to renew your Medicaid benefits or are worried about losing your Medicaid health insurance, you can get help today at 510 Peach Street at the WRPS Educational Services Center cafeteria. They will have health navigators and an insurance agent there to help you find affordable coverage through the marketplace. They will have free breakfast items, and you can get an updated COVID-19 vaccination if you're eligible. The Rafters swept the Mallards last night, winning 9-1 at home. Tonight, the 3-5 Rafters take on the 6-2 Wausau Woodchucks. The first game of the series starts at 6:05 at Witterfield tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated storms today, otherwise mainly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 77, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows level off around 51. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
Want to adopt a pet but aren't sure where to start? Join WFHR at Petpalooza Sunday, June 11th at the Southwood County Humane Society. Meet your potential new pet and get great animal care advice from these honored local guests. Experts in what they do, including food and treats from the Fed store, specialty toys, chews, leashes, and more with Bow Wow Meow, grooming tips from paws to tail, plus training and boarding ideas from the Rough Ranch, all Wisconsin Rapids-based businesses. It's Petpalooza, Sunday, June 11th from 10 to 4 at the Southwood County Humane Society, 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Brought to you by these pet-loving sponsors, the Rough Ranch, Sparhawk Trucking, Express Recycling, Crockett Septic, and PepsiCo in Wisconsin Rapids, Current Technologies and Port Auto Service in Port Edwards, and locally grown radio WFHR. See you there.
Welcome to Stone Age Gem Mineral and More.
Hi, I find myself worrying a lot at work.
I have a stone to help with that.
Really? My anxiety has been through the roof lately.
I have a crystal for that. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More is here for you. Find a natural solution to your everyday needs. Customize your healing with the help of knowledgeable staff. Find us on Facebook and start your healing journey today. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More. We have a crystal for that.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Ooh-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Hi, it's Jim Polzine from Badger Extra and the Wisconsin State Journal. Have you checked out BadgerExtra.com or the Badger Extra app powered by our top-notch Badger coverage team? Subscribe now to get extra coverage, including extra analysis, extra recruiting news, and one-on-one athlete interviews. Plus, subscribers get my exclusive podcast, Open Gym, where I answer your Badger questions. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search Badger Extra in your app store. Download and subscribe today.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated storms today, otherwise mainly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 77, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows level off around 51. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. A dam in Russian-occupied Ukraine attacked and losing water. Each side blames the other.
The shelling of the dam has caused evacuations and threatens the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, according to one Ukrainian official who told the UN's highest court Russia is a terrorist state. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says a prolonged absence of cooling water could disrupt emergency generators at the nuclear plant. At least one Russian-controlled town near the dam is already underwater.
CBS's Cammie McCormick reporting in London a little while ago. Prince Harry arriving to give High Court testimony in a phone hacking trial. He's the first British royal in modern times to take the stand. He and several other celebrities are suing the Mirror newspapers over what they allege are illegal invasions of their privacy. Atlanta's city council has approved a $90 million police and firefighting training center during an all-night hearing in which residents level charges like this.
What you have done is you have betrayed the trust of your constituents.
Local critics call it a waste of money and a gross misuse of public funds to build the huge facility in a large urban forest in a poor majority black area. When former President Donald Trump's lawyers went to the Justice Department yesterday to try to stave off possible criminal charges over classified documents found in Trump properties,
CBS News has learned that special counsel Jack Smith was there, underscoring the seriousness of the discussion. Smith has not spoken publicly about the case, but has been moving aggressively behind the scenes to secure testimony from dozens of people close to the former president.
CBS's Robert Costa. Separation of church and state versus freedom of religion. Oklahoma's made a move that could end up before the Supreme Court. CBS's Jim Krasula reports.
A statewide education board in Oklahoma has voted 3-2 to approve an application from the Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma to establish a virtual Catholic charter school. The Oklahoma Attorney General has warned that the proposed online public charter school would be unconstitutional. It would be open to students across Oklahoma from kindergarten through 12th grade.
The group Americans United for Separation of Church and State has already vowed to challenge the move in court. 79 years ago today, D-Day, Allied forces landed on the beaches of Normandy, liberating France from its Nazi occupiers and turning the tide of World War II. Jake Larson was at commemorations there.
I'm 100 years old. Without an acre of pain. You can't fake that.
2,500 of his American comrades died that day. Dow futures down slightly ahead of the open. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
DQ presents how to get the most from your next DQ treat run. Step one, grab the new Oreo Brookie Blizzard. Step two, dig in. That's it. Because this triple-decker treat has brownie and cookie brookie pieces, plus Oreo pieces. Oh, that's a mouthful of DQ goodness in every red spoonful. Guess it's time for a treat run. Because the Oreo Brookie Blizzard is here for a limited time. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
It can be stressful when unexpected expenses come up, but Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that could help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. No interest, late fees, or credit check. Join the millions of people who have downloaded Dave and get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. Download the Dave app right now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for isolated rain showers today. Otherwise, more clouds than sun. Daytime highs approaching 77. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Bright sunshine expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Wisconsin Rapids area will host the 18th Annual Cranberry Blossom Festival, June 15th through the 18th, 2023. Join us as we celebrate our blossoming community with 25 events for the whole family, including a carnival, live music, arts, a parade, and more. Known for our rich cranberry heritage and special events, the four-day event highlights and supports outstanding groups in our community. Traditional favorites include the Berry Fest Raffle, the Dairy Berry Breakfast, Cinema Under the Stars, Kids Fishing, Arts and Crafts Parade, and the Duck Derby. For more information, visit blossomfest.com or check out their Facebook page.
Sandwiches are the original fast food, and what could be easier than loading up a few slices of Country Hearth multigrain bread with your favorite deli meats and cheeses, then piling on freshly picked veggies from your garden, or maybe a good old-fashioned peanut butter and homemade strawberry jam sandwich made on Kids' Choice. This summer, when you're on your way to the lake or park, skip the drive-thru. Pack a cooler full of your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated rain showers today, otherwise more clouds than sun. Daytime highs approaching 77, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Bright sunshine expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Edwards, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station, downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey Badger fans, heard about the Varsity Collective yet? The Varsity Collective was created by Wisconsin alumni with three goals. First, to help Badger student athletes maximize their name, image, and likeness opportunities in college and beyond. Second, to support Badger student athletes in the classroom and life through our mentorship program. And third, to facilitate charitable partnerships throughout the Badger community. The best part, you can be part of it. Learn how to support our Badger student athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. That's thevarsitycollective.com.
Welcome to Stone Age Gem Mineral and More.
Hi, I find myself worrying a lot at work.
I have a stone to help with that.
Really? My anxiety has been through the roof lately.
I have a crystal for that. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More is here for you. Find a natural solution to your everyday needs. Customize your healing with the help of knowledgeable staff. Find us on Facebook and start your healing journey today. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More. We have a crystal for that.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated rain showers today, otherwise more clouds than sun. Daytime highs approaching 77, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Bright sunshine expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Ukraine accuses Moscow of blowing up a major dam in the Russian-occupied Kherson region.
Russia's actions are the actions of a terrorist state.
Ukrainian diplomat Anton Korenevich speaking at the International Court of Justice in The Hague.
Russia cannot defeat us on the battlefield. So, it targets civilian infrastructure to try to freeze us into submission.
European leaders have also denounced the destruction of the dam as a war crime.
CBS's Cammy McCormick. Russia blames Kyiv for the attack, which could threaten operations at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant downstream. High-level, high-stakes talks at the Justice Department, currently mulling criminal charges against former President Donald Trump over the classified documents found in Trump properties. CBS's Robert Costa has that.
Three of Trump's lawyers were seen by CBS News entering the Justice Department to meet with top officials, including special counsel Jack Smith. Sources say Smith's presence during the nearly two-hour meeting underscores the seriousness of the discussions as he weighs whether to bring criminal charges against Trump. Sources with knowledge of the probe say the investigation is now likely in its final phase.
California just might file kidnapping charges over the asylum seekers who arrived by two private jets in 2 days, apparently flown in from Florida.
It's on the table. It's one of the potential legal violations we're looking at.
State Attorney General Rob Bonta, the asylum seekers are being cared for by local charities. Still in California, actors may join writers on the picket line.
Members of SAG-AFTRA, the union which represents more than 160,000 actors and performers,